Imagine waking up tomorrow to discover that everything you consider solid and real, your body, this device, the world around you, is actually an elaborate three-dimensional projection from a deeper level of reality beyond space and time. This mind-bending proposition forms the heart of the holographic universe theory, which suggests our entire cosmos functions like a vast hologram. Unlike ordinary photographs that capture only surface appearances, holograms record interference patterns that, when illuminated, project convincing three-dimensional images.
Even more remarkably, if you cut a hologram into pieces, each fragment contains information to reconstruct the entire original image. This extraordinary property becomes the perfect metaphor for understanding both our brains and the universe itself.
The journey into holographic reality began with a puzzling discovery.
For decades, scientists believed memories were stored in specific brain locations.
However, neuropsychologist Carl Lashley's experiments with maze-running rats revealed something astonishing. No matter which portions of their brains he removed, their memories persisted. This contradicted conventional wisdom until neuroscientist Carl Prebrum encountered holography, recognizing it as the perfect model for explaining distributed memory.
The holographic brain theory explains several puzzling cognitive aspects. Our brain's storage capacity matches holography's information density, and our instant face recognition mirrors recognition holography. We can transfer skills between body parts because memories exist as interference patterns, not fixed locations. Visual cortex cells respond to Fourier translations, the same mathematics used in holography. Research shows our other senses also use frequency analysis, suggesting we embody holographic principles. While Prebrum explored the holographic brain, physicist David Bohm independently developed a holographic model of the universe. Having worked with Einstein, Bohm was troubled by quantum physics implications, dimensionless particles shifting between forms, and strange interconnectedness. Bohm proposed our tangible reality emerges from a deeper, implicate, enfolded order, while our existence is the explicate, unfolded order. In this view, an electron isn't discrete, but a totality enfolded throughout space. This perspective transforms our understanding of separateness. Since everything emerges from the holographic fabric of the implicate order, viewing the universe as composed of parts becomes meaningless, like seeing fountain geysers as separate from water. You and everything around you are one enormous something extended throughout the cosmos.
The holographic model explains the mind's influence over the body. Cancer patients who visualize immune cells defeating cancer show improved recovery rates. Athletes mentally rehearsing perfect performances improve nearly as much as those practicing physically. Placebos demonstrate this mind-body connection, proving more than 50% as effective as actual pain medications and triggering sophisticated physiological responses. Multiple personality disorder offers compelling evidence. When multiple switch personalities, their bodies transform. Allergies appear and disappear, wasp stings can heal instantly, and drug responses change dramatically. Some multiples require different eyeglasses for different personalities, while others can switch from drunk to sober by changing personalities. The body displays holographic properties through acupuncture microsystems. Researchers have identified at least 18 different microacupuncture maps throughout the body, in hands, feet, ears, tongue, and gums, where small areas contain information about the entire body, supporting the holographic model's principle that every portion contains information about the whole.
The holographic model explains seemingly miraculous phenomena. Princeton professor Robert John's experiments showed people could mentally influence random event generators with statistical significance. Rather than force transmission, psychokinesis may represent a resonance between mind and matter, an information exchange where reality emerges from consciousness interacting with physical wave patterns.
In a holographic universe, time and space become perceptual constructs. Evidence suggests the past remains accessible to human perception. Polish clairvoyant Stefan Osowiecki demonstrated this by holding archaeological artifacts and accurately seeing detailed three-dimensional scenes of their origins, correctly identifying stone tools' age, culture, and geographical location. Evidence suggests the future is equally accessible, with hundreds of studies showing precognition at odds far beyond chance. Yet this doesn't necessarily mean the future is predetermined, as many have used precognitive glimpses to avoid disasters. Psychologist David Loy explains this paradox through hololeaps between multiple possible holographic realities. Near-death experiences, or NDEs, represent profound contact with the frequency domain. A 1981 Gallup poll found 8 million American adults had experienced an NDE. These experiences follow a consistent pattern: floating above one's body, traveling through darkness or a tunnel, entering a realm of light, meeting deceased loved ones, experiencing a life review, and feeling overwhelming peace before returning to physical life.
In a holographic universe where consciousness interacts directly with the implicate order, extraordinary phenomena become more comprehensible. The rule that fire burns flesh may simply be a cosmic program, a habit repeated until it seems unbreakable. Matter itself emerges as a recurring pattern from the implicate, similar to how a fountain's shape forms from flowing water. We may program illness into our bodies by reinforcing negative imagery in our energy fields, while healing works through the same mechanism. Neurophysiologists Libet and Feinstein found that the brain registers touch in 0.0001 seconds, yet conscious awareness takes 0.5 seconds to catch up. Their research revealed that unconscious minds respond to stimuli long before conscious awareness, suggesting our experience may be more like a mental construct than direct perception of reality.
The holographic model marks a profound shift in understanding reality, yet its core ideas echo in ancient traditions. Bohm's implicate and explicate orders mirror Tibetan Buddhist concepts of void and non-void. Hindu texts compare the universe to Indra's network of pearls, while 7th century Buddhist Fat Song described the cosmos as jewels infinitely reflecting one another. We may be experiencing an evolutionary transformation in consciousness. Ancient traditions describe an earlier time when physical reality was more fluid and dreamlike. Australian Aborigines speak of a dream time and prophesy Earth's return to this state, perhaps as we learn to manipulate reality's hologram more skillfully. What if our solid world is just the beginning? Beyond physical reality may lie increasingly subtle realms, each more frequency-like than the last. We are developing the maturity to handle reality's plasticity, recognizing that consciousness doesn't just observe reality, it creates it. In this cosmic hologram, we are active participants in an infinite, interconnected whole. The greatest frontier isn't outer space, but inner space, where mind and matter merge, and we're learning to navigate infinity.